It's the Audio Escape Almanac for Wednesday, February 7th, 2007. I'm Brian Smith. This weekday cast is produced by Pro Voice Tracks. So it's cool after cool all the while. In Grenada, it's National Day. In 1974, it gained independence from Britain. I'll steer clear of more recent politics and mention it's the second smallest independent country in the Western Hemisphere, after St. Kitts and Nevis. The Great Baltimore Fire of 1904 began on this date. It was a Sunday morning just before 11 a.m., when an explosion at the Hearst Company building ignited what would be a 140-acre fire. It would take more than 30 hours to contain, and 70 blocks would be destroyed.
Little puppet made of pine, wake. The gift of life is thine.
Disney's second feature-length movie, Pinocchio, premiered today in 1940. One of the animators left in Disney's ashes was Otto Mesmer, whose Felix the Cat couldn't keep up with evolving technology. But for the record, the Felix the Cat TV show, episode number 178, known as Felix the Cat and the Goose That Laid the Golden Egg, premiered on this date in 1936 in syndication.
I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens.
Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey recorded Everything Happens to Me on this date in 1941. General Douglas MacArthur made good on his promise, returning to Manila this day in 1945. And President Kennedy began the blockade of Cuba this day in 1962. And then there's 1964. The Beatles arrived on that day at JFK. And about 25,000 others showed up. Baskin-Robbins capitalized on the Beatlemania, and the same day debuted Beatle Nut Ice Cream. And there's more. This day, 64, Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali.
Cassius Clay is my slave name. I'm no longer a slave. What does it mean? Muhammad means worthy of all praises, and Ali means most high.
My mama done told me when I was in deep pants. My mama done told me, son.
This is Tom Jones, debuted today in 1969 on ABC. There were two big screen openings on this date. Charlie Chaplin in 1914 introduced The Tramp in Kid Otto Races at Venice. And in 1974...
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
God darn it, Mr. Lamar. You use your tongue prettier than a $20...
Blazing Saddles, released today in 1974. Birthdays this date: John Deere, 1804, Charles Dickens, 1812, U.B. Blake, 1883, and Garth Brooks, 1962. Finally, for this seventh day of February, it was today in 1961 that Jane Fonda made her acting debut in the NBC drama A String of Beads. The Audio Escape Almanac is a presentation of Pro Voice Tracks, music courtesy of SCS Media, strategiccontent.net. More about Pro Voice Tracks drop-in voice services for business and about the Audio Escape Almanac at provoicetracks.com.